The California Public Utilities Commission voted unanimously to approve Pacific Gas and Electric, or PG&E's, $58 billion bankruptcy plan. The energy giant filed for bankruptcy after a series of deadly wildfires in Northern California killed more than 100 people and destroyed more than 27,000 homes and other buildings in recent years. President of Public Utilities Commission Mary Bell Badger says this plan will ensure leadership change and accountability at PG&E, as well as getting compensation for wildfire victims.
In today's proposed decision, we deploy a set of regulatory tools to help drive this company forward, but PG&E needs to embrace the need for fundamental change. Turning to the elements of the proposed decision makes a number of important determinations, but the main elements I would like to highlight today are the ones that I believe go most to the heart of what is sorely needed at PG&E, leadership change and accountability.
However, many say this plan doesn't go far enough to protect those who rely on PG&E for power. Before the vote, people who spoke during public comment were overwhelmingly against the plan. Activists from organizations like Democratic Socialists of America and Youth Versus Apocalypse, as well as other California residents, urged the commission to reject the plan. Many callers asked to make PG&E a public utility to prevent it from having the search for profit as the reason behind its decisions. Here is Isaiah Burke, Natalie Tam, and Simone Monganelli.
The reason that we're in this mess and the reason that there is so much death and destruction caused by PG&E is because of its for-profit status. We need a public utility. I urge you to reject this deal.
I don't know about you, but I like to breathe and I enjoy being alive. The fires caused by PG&E have made life very difficult for many people, and you guys have the power to make a difference and protect our home. Please, please don't let PG&E get away with what they have done to people and our beautiful Earth.
We've been asking you to reformulate PG&E into a public utility for months and years before the current campaign, and we're tired of constantly asking and having the CPUC ignore the tens and hundreds of comments.
Badger and other commissioners said they understood that some people would be frustrated by this decision, but that they viewed it as a milestone in achieving the completion of PG&E's bankruptcy process and in getting compensation for wildfire victims more quickly. Here's Commissioner Cliff Rechtschaffen.
Bankruptcies are almost always messy and complicated and by definition resolved in ways that do not satisfy all the parties. And this decision is no different. It's not perfect from any stakeholder's perspective.
In a separate hearing for PG&E's bankruptcy trial, federal judge William Alsup criticized PG&E for continuing to engage in behavior that he says is endangering more lives. He said regulators haven't done enough to prevent PG&E from causing more destruction as the risk of wildfire rises with summer temperatures. The federal trial will determine whether PG&E's plan can also gain the required approval of U.S. bankruptcy judge Dennis Montali by a June 30 deadline. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Luana Muniz.